I went to kindergarten in Vienna, and then I started the ordinary primary school, which I remember as being very academic, very strict. When I give talks about my story, which I do, I tell the people how we used to have to sit with our hands flat on the desk in front of us, unless we were writing. This is so that the teacher would know where our hands were. And when we answered a question, we had to lift them with just two fingers up, like the Boy Scout salute. It was very disciplined and very academic, and we just studied the normal academic subjects. You went to school early in the morning, and you only had morning school. And in the afternoon, you did all the extramural things. And the things I did were skating, swimming, gymnastics, and my homework, and most importantly, English. My mother was an extraordinary woman. Although it was a fashion to have your children privately taught French, she thought somehow that English might be of more use, which indeed it was. So I had private lessons in English, and as I came to this country when I was 10, and passed the 11 plus at 11 plus, it's all credit to my teacher, I suppose. So primary school was just an ordinary primary school nearby. You went to your neighbourhood school, and I must have done reasonably well. And then I went on to a school called the Fraunhofer Verein, which is a little bit like the Girls Public Day School Trust schools in this country, where I started early. I think you should have started at 11, but I was already there when I was 10. And that was also very academic, but it seems that I was doing all right. The idea was that all the girls who went there would eventually enter the professions and certainly go to university. But of course, I didn't stay there long enough for that to happen. I had a very happy childhood and full of activity and very proud when my sister was born when I was 6. And I have very good memories of visiting my father's shop and going to the opera and swimming and going on wonderful holidays and going skiing and skating and playing the piano. I wasn't that keen on practicing the piano, although I was beginning to do pieces before we came away, and that I enjoyed. Scales I didn't enjoy so much. And I enjoyed my English lessons. And the great advantage to me was that I had been away from home two or three times before I came to this country. So unlike many of the other children who'd never been away before they emigrated, for me it wasn't such a shock.